Welcome to this week's Dirt Chase Show with myself, Blake Sampson.
And me, Martin Ashton Fingers. It's so good,
good to see you. How's it going?
Very good. Hey, we always do some like bromance stuff before the show every time.
We
don't see each other, aren't we?
We're very tactile.
We are, yeah.
We are very, tactile. Anyway, let's keep going with the show that's only just begun, but it's a difficult one for me this week. Blake, you're going to have to help me through it.
I am. We hate it? Why you want to hate it, but you like it?
Well, the thing is, right, what I want to hate is...
Yeah.
Oh, it feels bad saying it, but it's true. The Mountain Bike World Series.
Okay.
I want to hate it.
I can see where this is going.
Can I state my case first?
Yeah,
right?
Go on.
Just let me state my case first, right? Okay. I really didn't like, if you're a regular watcher of the Dirt Shed Show, you will know, because I've mentioned it once or twice, I really didn't like how they... You know, strong-armed the whole five-man podium down to three-man woman podium, right? With so much pushback from the actual riders themselves, and they just ignored it. They made the change, and the riders lost. And I hated that, right? Along with a lot of people out there. Okay, so that's my number one thing. Mm-hmm. Second one is, it's a cost now. We have to pay for it. Okay, but you know, that's not my biggest issue, because everything costs money, all right? So that's not the biggest issue. Biggest one is, like, I'm a decentralization guy. I don't want the strong arm of the Mountain Bike World Series to dictate to the riders, which they did with a podium. But, right?
Keep going.
I'm cross, aren't I? You can see I'm cross.
You are very cross.
Right, watch this change,
feel the
right?
Tension.
But I watched the Mountain Bike World Series from Loudonville this weekend, right? Man, it's good.
Hey, he's turned around. It was good. Really good, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, they've just, the whole thing is starting to look really
polished.
Good, right?
Polished.
The enduro looks good. Now that's not
a
easy.
Hard one to
that's
do.
That's hard to do, because it is genuinely hard to present enduro, right? We know, because we've
multiple
been
stages
involved in
all
the
over the place.
Yeah, it's difficult, right? But they've got less, like, they're nailing the finish line action, so it's got a good finale to it. And then the downhill, they've changed the rules a little bit. Now we've got this Q1 and Q2 sessions that are really nail-biting. It puts the riders under amazing pressure. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the riders are just incredible itself. Mm-hmm. And then we've got enduro and downhill in the same location, bringing this kind of festival vibe to it. Mm-hmm. I hate that. I like it, man.
Oh, no.
It's doing my head, and there's so many facets to why it's good.
Man, do you know what the one thing I've learned over my small life so far,
This will be interesting.
People don't like change.
That's true, Bingers.
People
that is
hate
true.
Change.
Yes.
But change is good.
It's inevitable.
It is. It's called evolution.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what.
It's going to happen. It's going to get better. It just takes time a lot of pushback from the people that don't like the change.
Like, for instance, as an example, right? Weekend's just happened. Amazing racing, right? Ask me about the Crankworx free ride.
What happened to Crankworx free ride?
Don't know.
Actually, to be honest, I
don't know. Caught up in the World Series, weren't I?
Yes, I can agree with you there.
It was so good. It was so good, so exciting, right? And, like, let me take you through a few of the facets. Oh, we should talk about who won first, right? So, here's the results.
My favourite, okay. Yeah. Can I just point out?
Yeah.
Okay. Jackson Goldston.
Yes.
First place.
In men's downhill, yeah.
Men's downhill. Now, elite men's downhill.
Yeah.
Now, I remember him, he was a grom. I rode with this chap when he was at Whistler, and he was a grom.
Yeah.
He was doing the jumps that I was actually pretty scared of doing.
Weirdly, still a grom, but older.
But got a level head on him.
Oh, man, that boy is fast. He looked like he was doing something else.
Yeah.
It was incredible, his ride. Gracie Hemstreet in the women's got her first World Cup win.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That won't be her last. And
well, I hope not.
It brings me that result there, the Goldston versus Gracie Hemstreet. Mm-hmm. That's hard for me to say.
Youngsters.
Youngsters. That brings me to one of the other facets that I think's really brilliant about... particularly downhill, but it is happening in the other disciplines as well, is that what you essentially saw in Gracie Hemstreet winning, right, and then Jackson Goldston winning, right, was you saw Greg Minnaar punching Steve Pete in the face.
Oh, yeah.
And then Steve Pete punched him back.
Oh, because the fight.
Because they're the managers back. Now. Yes, they are. They're still there. So they're still fighting. So we still get Petey versus Minna.
Yes.
And then all the older names are coming into the sport as management. Like Kathy Sessler, she won another World Cup on the Norco team, having been part of Santa Cruz Syndicate all them years. So it's just... That's one of the facets. I'm too excited about it. There's loads of stuff to angle. Before we go on, though, to the downhill, the enduro results. Ella Connolly on Cannondale. Yep. Fabulous bike. She won in the enduro women's and then in the men's. Dan Booker did it again.
He's on fire.
I think he should get looking less and less pro through the year,
okay.
But still winning.
Yeah.
Like he should just be coming down in Crocs,
jeans, holes in.
The jeans has been done on the old downhill, hasn't there? Because there was that Italian rider that rode in jeans all the time.
Yeah, he did.
A couple of years back. Yeah. Right, so we got the Petey versus Minna thing. Yeah. That's happening. Enduro, right, it looked good, right? But the best thing about enduro this year hasn't happened yet. Have you heard about this? Grit and Glory.
An eight
part documentary series, 23 minute long episodes, all behind the scenes, just like that F1 show.
Drive to Survive.
Yeah, but mountain bike enduro. All the ups and downs.
I've got goosebumps for that because that is a really
loud. To watch enduro.
I'm going to watch that.
That is going to be amazing. Comes out a bit later this year, but that is going to be, I think that is the perfect, you know, way to distribute the story of enduro and what it's all about, because it's so hard to televise enduro. But they'll keep doing that, of course, but I think that is going to be massive. So we've got that to come. And then, of course, downhill, it just looks like a festival at the moment.
Yeah, it does.
Especially at Loudonville, because we had downhill and enduro. Mm-hmm. But the next weekend... We're going over to, oh my God, I've forgotten the name of the race.
Leagang.
It's all the L's, isn't it? Loudonville and Leagang. Leagang next weekend, and Owen's going out to it. And we've got XC as well.
XC's going to be there.
The whole lot, all the disciplines together. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a powerful force.
It is.
And a really amazing way to present mountain biking in general to the world.
Masses.
That's actually pretty awesome.
That's really good. See, now that's where the evolution comes to.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how much I'm hating being positive about this because it's coming out of me, but it's not what I want to say, right?
Yeah.
They're making stars of the races, Blake.
They are.
Have you seen on the finish line now? They come down through the finish line. As they're coming down, like these like big screens are on the side of the finish line with like their...
The flag and...
With the rider kind of there, sort of doing a little bit in front of green screen without the helmet on, you know, showing their sort of attitude a little bit. I mean, that's very, very important for the racers because that's the organisation giving them a platform to show who they are. And get themselves sponsorable and
who they,
approachable,
build
fans, you know, for whatever reason. Someone likes their kit or they like their personality, you know. I mean, that is actually a really great thing. Mm. So that's happening as well, and I particularly like that. And the new format in downhill. The Q1, the Q2, what's unfortunate is the riders hate it.
Change.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's changed. But it's changed.
Yeah, because you can just miss out on Q1, don't get through. And then you've got to go and do the whole thing again, and you might not get through again, but you've got to do another race. But it does make for exciting racing, and that's what it's all about.
It's more racing.
Yeah, it's more racing too. It's more racing.
It is more viewing.
So that's my little rant. It's, you know, I think it's going in a great direction. I would, if you didn't see it this weekend, I would strongly recommend you give it some time. Next weekend, because Leagang is going to be amazing.
It's going to be a big ass festival.
I would love to know of you who are watching it at the moment what you think, how you think you're going. Am I off the mark? Or because I was really upset about the podium thing and I was like, I'm not going to give this thing my time. But I did and I liked it. Let us know in the comments down below, how's the MTB World Series really going? Right, time for the news.
He's finished now.
What's up, everyone? A big weekend at the races from Loudonville. Ella Connolly taking a well-deserved win in the EDR, her second career elite win, Tweed Valley 2022 being the first. But since then, she's had 8 third places and 2 seconds, so that must feel good to get that one squared away. Morgan Schaar, 40 seconds back into second spot. Winnie Goldsberry a debut UCI Elite podium in third. Dan Booker had a close fight with Alex Rudeau and Slavomir Lukicic. It was the Aussie who would come out on top by 10 seconds for his second elite win of his career and of the season. You gotta hope he'll be back on a factory team next year with this display. Reigning world champ Rudeau would have to settle for second and Lukicic third. Those three in strong standings in the points overall. Pretty impressive stuff from Alex Rudeau there, considering that he was out racing the Trans Madeira, which is insanely physical, just the week before. He won that 7 minutes race time up on Brendog, who just about pipped Lucas Manetti to the second spot by just over 20 seconds over almost 2.5 hours of racing. Becky Skelton won the women's race, a 5 minute margin back to Amy Watts in second, Kiwi Georgia Petrie into third. Keep an eye out for the video highlights of that event, always a great watch. Back to Ludenviel. In the downhill, it was a very different story to Poland last week. Forget rain and snow, it was dust and wind playing havoc, making for treacherous and unpredictable conditions on the steep, fast course. Lena Frenaud won the junior women's, Norco Factory Racing's first UCI podium. Bodie Burke rode an incredible race, the young American setting the fastest time of the weekend, at least for a few hours that was. In the elite women's race, Vali Hall took the hot seat for a fair while, looking back to her old self, aggressive and in control. Tani Sugrave had a crash in practice and had a few sketchy moments in her run, but kept things rubber side down into a safe third place. But it was Gracie Hemstreet who absolutely tore Ludenviel a new one. She was unreal when things got steep, so planted in all that dust and lightning fast. Gracie's win puts her in the history books as the first Canadian woman to stand on the top of a podium at an elite UCI Downhill World Cup. After a Q2 qualification put him early in the running order, it was Jordan Williams who occupied the hot seat for the majority of the proceedings, but would ultimately end up third. He rode a fantastic race for his second UCI Elite podium. Seeing Jordan in the hot seat must have reminded Jackson Colston of their junior careers, reigniting the old rivalry and putting him on his A-game. Colston's run was incredible. Honestly, already a strong contender for run of the year. Jackson smashed Bodie Burke's previous fastest time of the weekend by over 3 seconds, despite more wind up top. Plenty of subsequent riders managed to post green splits where Jackson's light weight meant he didn't carry as much speed. But when things got steep, there was just no catching him. Amaury Pierron, fastest qualifier, looked insane, but said he was too physical up top, leading him to make mistakes at the bottom. His run was good enough for second. Both elite downhill winners for the first time were Canadian. As always, you can catch all the action from the Whoop UCI Mountain Bike World Series racing on Discovery Plus and Max. And some very new suspension to round out. EXT have released the Vector Coil Shock, a new offering from the brand at €750. It has high and low speed compression and rebound adjustment, hydraulic bottom out control, a lockout, and a negative spring. Honestly, quite a lot of features and a very nice look for a slightly cheaper price than the more premium Storia. Olin's have fresh releases too. The RXF and DH forks move to 38mm stanchions with a couple of new features to help with plushness at the beginning of the stroke. And the TTX Air has been moved to a bladder-based system to help with stiction and breakaway force, also adding compatibility for remote lockout users. Also, Cane Creek's 50th anniversary. Happy birthday, Cane Creek. Right, that's my time this week. Ran a bit over, but I just love talking about racing, so on with the show.
Hacks and bodges.
Yes,
he did it, Joe.
Well done,
Joe.
Oh, man, great. Anyway, let's get into hacks and bodges. And don't forget, right, if you're sending in a hack or bodge, you could be up for winning £50 worth of GMB and swag in the shop.
No way. Yes. We've upgraded.
We've upgraded, yeah. But here's this week's entrance. First one, Paul Habasa. Mm-hmm. Right. Basically, this isn't really. I'm just focusing on this just because the drama of what he's actually doing. I don't know how successful it actually was, but he's trying to grind off a Shimano cassette, basically.
The free hub.
The free hub. Look at this.
Oh my gosh, he's using a Dremel.
Oh my God, that could slip any moment, cut his knee off.
Oh, blimey.
Couldn't it?
Yeah.
It could.
Don't.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That is. He's holding us some.
He said it wasn't very successful. Yeah. But fun video, I liked
that. That's a good one.
So Hack and Bodge doesn't have to be specific. No. It's very good. Next up, nice little bike stand by
Nico. I do
Nico.
Like that. Bit of woodwork, bit of beautifulness.
Is this similar to the one you built or not?
No, it's totally different, but
totally
kind of
new design.
Different, but kind of the same.
Reminiscent
of. It does the same thing.
I mean, do you feel like the essence of Bing Bong is in that?
I would say so up there.
Okay. Well done, Nico. Great bike stand.
I like it. Well done.
Do like seeing the bike stands. We get a few of those, actually. They're good. Next up, we have got Jeffrey Glossop.
Now, how does he get a grip?
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought.
I was like, how does he get the grip on that?
Yeah, I think what he's done, he's kind of heat welded it on the back side of it.
So
he cut it. He cut it and then heat welded it.
All I thought
when I saw that was like, I just want to grab it.
Mushroom
grips are the best, aren't they?
You're just like, tactile. They're like,
I had mushroom grips on my bike when I was young, but they were cheap ones for Halfords and they were sort of more like plastic than rubber.
Yeah.
And then my mate had proper BMX mushrooms. And, oh my God, they felt so good. So good.
They are. Yeah. You can't beat them.
You can bloody 3D print that shit in your bedroom now.
You can do.
Amazing.
You can do.
Right, we've got to pick a winner in Hex and Bodges Bing Bong. We're giving away £50 worth of GMBN swag in the shop.
I'm going to go with the bike stand. A lot of time went into that.
You're just choosing that because it's a Blake Sampson type thing.
I know how much time it takes.
Nico, you have won yourself 50 quidish voucher kind of deal. Well done. Get in touch with your email and we will get that out to you. Congratulations. If you'd like a little pot of cash for the GMBN store, then get involved in the uploader down below. And we'll see you on here next week. Fingers crossed.
Things we like this week. There's a few things we like, actually. Mr. Ashton, take us through the things that you like because you went to town today.
I have some good stuff this week. First up, I've got a trail dog edit coming a bit later this year.
You have. It's looking good.
I love Rodrigo Vincente's page because he's got his little Jack Russells on there. Look at him.
Jack Russell.
Love it.
Look
love
at
it.
Him.
Oh! So this is my little trail dog hit for the week.
Oof.
Great. It's just a good page to follow. Go give him a follow.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, look at this beautiful bike, Archibald Bikes.
Oh my.
Look at this.
Look at that.
Don't you wish you could make a bike like that?
Yeah, I wish I did. I wish I had the tools to make that.
It's not the tools.
It's the tools.
That's craftsmanship. You couldn't make that bike no matter what tools we gave you.
Try me.
Wow.
Give me the tools.
Wow, the arrogance.
I just want the tools.
The arrogance.
Give me the tools.
Yeah, that's Ruben van der Doels.
That's Doels. With the tools.
Archibald bike,
Very nice.
Next up, Lisa Franks, right? Bowhead rider, really great surfer, adaptive rider like myself, okay? Head over to the Bowhead page and check out this story of her redemption of climbing this mountain on the RX. It's amazing. She tried to do it last year, failed, had to turn around. She went back, and it's a great story.
Like it.
Go and follow her. She's a great rider too. Yes, and lastly, our top boss man.
Here,
right? Showed me this earlier on.
Yeah.
Mountain Bike Movement. Look at this, right? This company build mountain bike trails.
Oh.
Right, but look at these robot trail building.
Is that AI taking over our biking now?
I don't know if that is I don't know how to be using any AI, just remote control, but in the future...
What about GPS?
You might be able, in the future, using machines like that, just design a trail overnight on the hill next to your house, and then just press print, come out next morning, it's there, ready to ride.
Oh my gosh, imagine.
That would be brilliant.
Yeah. I think they do that with roads anyway. Asphalt or tarmac.
Unreal, isn't it? But it does such good, smashes up rocks, builds berms, packs down the ground. Brilliant.
How much is one of them?
Let's just say it out of our budget.
Like a house price?
I don't really know. I wouldn't have an idea, but it's a fantastic looking bit of kit. Like it a lot. There you go, some things we like this week. Fun, innit?
Very good.
Should we give away some more money?
Yeah, go on, cashing contest.
Let's do it.
Go on then.
We would give away some money.
We would. Can we double up on the next
one? If we'd have done a caption contest last week, I can hear you all shouting at us, okay? Sorry, our bad.
No.
Right, we forgot to do it last week. There was a lot going on, right? So, and it was also Rich and Vergen here, and they don't know what they're doing.
No, they don't.
They don't know what they're doing. Yeah, they're like, they're space cadets.
Naughty.
So... We have. Do you know, we've just sent Ferg off somewhere really amazing.
We have.
Because he's a hell of a rider. And we've sent him somewhere great, so look out for that. I can't say anything about it, which is annoying.
He's gone to over there.
it's gone over there and it's going to be very good. Right. Caption contest this week. Here's our caption contest photo.
What are they doing?
Give us your caption for what that. And next week, if you've got the best caption, the best one you can think of, you could be winning yourself £50 worth of GMBN merch.
So we're giving away £100 every week for 365, not days, but like every Friday. That's mental.
There's not 365 Fridays.
No, there isn't.
In your world, there is. Blake lives the life of someone who lives Friday every day.
Isn't that the best way to live?
I think it sounds pretty good. It sounds pretty good. Yeah. Okay, that's the caption contest. Let's have a look at what's coming up on the channel this week.
Coming up this week, we've got epic tech coming from LeoGang. Fresh from the pits. From the man himself.
Yeah, Owen's going to head out there, and there's going to be some tech videos coming from LeoGang, so look out for that later in the week. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've also got, this is the great Dirt Shed show, but we've also got the GMBN Tech show and the EMBN show, so they're out tomorrow, so don't forget those.
Don't forget those, especially e-bikes.
We've also got an AliExpress bike XC ride.
XC, I've seen it. I was mistaken for a very high-quality brand. And that's what I thought it was. I thought we were doing a first look on it. It looks incredible.
Is that sarcasm?
No!
What?
It looks unreal, man. I'm not going to give it anyway. I'm not giving anything away.
No, don't.
It's bloody good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm surprised. I haven't seen it yet. I can't wait to see that.
It's downstairs.
So that's coming up next week. So don't miss out this week, sorry. So don't miss out on that. Right, we've just got time to head into the bike vault. Bing bong.
Open it.
Let's do that now. It's the bike vault.
Bike vault. Bike vault. Did I ever get it?
What?
Was that correct?
I don't really know.
Oh.
Bike vault time. Here we go. First bike is from Juan Gonzalez.
Juan, this.
It's a Giuliana, isn't it?
It's a Giuliana. Yeah, Giuliana.
I was going to say a Santa Cruz, but it's not. It's a Giuliana.
2025, first time hitting the trails.
Yeah, nice.
Super nice. I'm going to give it a super nice. Take a look at that beautiful
space. Oh, okay. Next up, Marco Steenkamp.
That's an Oys, isn't it? That's an Oys.
Orbea
Oys. Ah, it's super nice. It's my favourite cross-country full suspension bike out there. I don't think I'd ride any other cross-country bike that is not a full suspension bike.
Why? You are sponsored by them, though.
No, but it is probably, it is the best cross-country bike I have ridden.
It is very nice.
It's very nice.
Next up, what did we give the Oys? Did you?
Super nice.
Super nice.
And super nice for that one.
Oh, come
on.
It's
a new Scout.
Orange and blue.
It's customised. It's customised. It's beautiful, man. It's got an Oys saddle.
From Heil Osborne. And yeah, it's.
You like orange and you like blue.
Yeah, I do. It just looks a bit dated.
Mascals.
Yeah.
It's
looks a bit
it's
dated.
It's a very super. It, no, it's not.
It's a bit dated. Super nice.
Thank you. It's very nice.
Next up, we have got.
Oh, Stanton.
Stanton.
That is nice.
From Rob Clemson.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
No, I do like that.
You love a heart.
I do. I do like a heart, and it has a very beautiful bike.
Yeah, and I suppose if you had the tools, you could make one of them, could you?
I did.
Oh, yeah? You made a stack.
It was called the Crab.
The Crab, yeah, that sounds about right.
It wasn't like that.
Yeah, and when you and your crab looked like it had some kind of strange disease.
It had
where there was welds, it was like disease.
Barnacles, I would call that.
Barnacle welds.
Yeah, barnacle welds.
You should start a bike called Barnacle Bikes and the weld just be true legit Samson weld.
No, it's called, it would be called the, what do we call it?
Wow, that was a long silence.
Whoa. Right, we're back in.
We're back in. If you want to know what's happening right there, my computer died and Blake tried to seamlessly bring a riffing up on his computer.
Yeah.
And we're there, okay? Well, so the Stanton is super nice. But I'm afraid we can no longer see it. No.
So we're moving on to a Vitus now. Yeah. I love these bikes, Martin.
That's from Jim Strachan.
It's a super nice.
Oh,
come on.
It's nice.
It's green. right?
Green, Joe. It's green.
It's green, I mean, with a black back end.
I mean, could it get better?
No. Super nice.
Unreal, unreal. Next up, we have got a Trek from Riley. It's the name there, Riley. Move your mouse.
Hammer.
Riley.
Hamer.
Move your mouse.
Hamer.
Riley Hamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't believe you. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I just didn't believe you. I didn't trust
you. Come on, Riley. No. That bike is nice, but have you broken your derailleur? Is that why it's behind a rock?
Well, I mean, a lot of the bike is hidden away, and I mean, there's a lot of...
And is he holding the bike up because that's why he's cut the grip off?
Well, that would be okay. That would be okay. I mean, at the end of the day, the bike's got... I just think there's a lot of bike missing.
Nice.
There's things that are missing there that could make it a super nice, and there's things that are missing there that could make it...
I like his pedals.
Okay.
They're the Crank Brother stamp ones.
Yeah.
They're the plastic ones.
What do you want to give it, being wrong?
Nice.
You're going to give it a nice.
Yeah.
It's a
ooh,
nice.
Ooh, nice.
Well done.
Right, moving on to Claudia Koo. Right. Koo with two dots above the O. Anyway, look at this. This is a YT.
Yes, nice. Nice. Striking colour.
Beautiful.
In the trees.
Matches the Maxxis logos. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Look at that, Maxxis sun. Ha! Sun meaning the yellow. Brings...
Oh, there's the meaning in it.
That's a super nice. Well done.
Nice. Next,
moving on. Whoa!
Hey, two bikes in the bike vault.
Yeah, no, but
What's going on?
This is father and daughter.
I don't care. They ain't getting a super nice.
Well, that is a Common Cell Meta HT. HT standing for?
Hard tail.
Yeah, exactly. And then they got the his daughter's on a specialised pitch. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love the pink grips. I'll run pink grips.
You would run pink grips.
I ran a pink helmet.
You did, didn't you? You did.
I even got my fingernail painted.
Yeah.
See?
Why have you got your fingernail painted?
Oh, because it matches my wife's toes.
Sexy boy.
This is my first bike, so it has to be super nice.
There you go. Joe's first bike was a Specialized pitch. And actually, the Common Cell, the Common Cell Meta.
This guy pitching in.
Well, no, it's his first bike.
It's a super nice Joe had one.
But no, it's beautiful. It is beautiful. Thank you very much for sending in your pictures.
Yes.
I love the last one because that Common Cell Meta HD standing for?
Hardtail.
It's got spank wheels on it. That makes that whole package there indestructible.
Right up your alley.
It is.
Right up your alley. I wonder how many bikes we've had sent into the bike vaults over the years.
I think a whole country's worth.
It must be an awful lot of bikes. We get a lot of bikes every single week, but, right, we look at all of them and we would love you to keep them coming. That's what the uploader's for the bike vaults, for your hacks and bodges. If you want to send us one of your sends or fails that appears on our social medias, then please get involved. You could be on the show next week and we'll be talking nonsense, but that's not the important bit.
Criticising your rigs.
Is getting involved.
Exactly.
Definitely want you to get involved with the comments as well about what we're talking about, World Cup racing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's looking good. Do you agree? I'd love to know, especially if you don't agree.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great. I'd like to know why.
Some controversy.
Maybe you can't forgive the cost. Maybe you can't. I don't know. Let us know in the comments down below. Thanks for watching. Remember, GMBN shop there, some great merch. Don't forget to go and have a look. Some fantastic T-shirts.
I always represent this one. And remember, all the winners in this week's show, please don't forget to email us in your details so we can send over those vouchers.
Absolutely. That's it for the Dirt Shed Show. We'll see you next week.
See ya.